The Committee of Inquiry into the Cocaine 10 Sodium Bicarbonate is in its second day of hearing. Appearing before the four-member panel is a state attorney who handled the case, Stella Hinn. From her submissions, she and her superiors expressed surprise at the outcome of the trial. She says her office has begun the process to appeal the outcome of the case. Our correspondent at the Cocaine Probe now joins us on the line. Many thanks for joining us, Augustus.
Hello, Agatha.
What else has she been saying?
Well, her submissions just ended. They just went on a break. And during all that she said, she made it clear that when she got the case for the case, she was processing it for a higher court. But in the course of it, she couldn't get in touch with the investigator then. That was Mr. Ayinkase. And so later on, she got to know that the case was actually being tried in a circuit court. And since then, there have been some years back. That was after, in 2009, after she had been given the case. It was only in July this year that she got to know that the case was being tried. And so to speed it up, since she got the case as the prosecutor, and she went on from there.
Hello. So how many people have been cross-examined, and what is the account of the case?
Yes, so she was cross-examined by three people. We had the representative of the clerk, the court clerk, Mr. George Asmini. Then there was Captain Richard Nkrabi Efadete, who was representing the deputy court clerk. And then the representative of the trial judge, Robert Kingsley Yeboah. Now, from the cross-examinations, especially from the trial judge representative, Robert Kingsley Yeboah, he was trying to bring it out that the state attorney showed a bit of lapse in handling the case, because from her submissions, when the docket was being processed, the police should have waited for them to give the advice before they could move on with the case. But the case still went on. And so when she got to know that the case was being tried, she should have reported or raised an objection to that, but she didn't. Again, when the evidence was brought in on the 27th of September, according to her, the envelope was opened and a sample was taken. And then on the 28th, when the trial judge requested for that was the counsel for the accused, he requested that the substance might not even be cocaine after all. So he requested for a retesting of it, which she, Stella Ahim, the prosecutor, objected to, because according to her, the police had already done their forensics on it. And so she believed the police forensics were on authority. But the trial judge upheld the objection, and then the test was done. And so she only got to know, was surprised when the result came that it was negative. And so she was saying that she didn't really think it will get to that extent, because she believed the forensics reports of the police. And so when the case came out that it was negative, they have initiated their plans to reappeal the decision of the court to release the accused, that is Nanama Martin.
Now, Augustus, can you describe the mood at the sitting?
Well, it was quite solemn. Everyone was paying attention raptly. Everyone was with rapt attention, listening to proceedings. The courtroom was full, but not overcrowded as yesterday it was. And then it seems everyone is trying to come clean. And so during the break, they were in groups. People were in groups. The state attorneys, attorney general's department, they were in groups discussing what was going on. Shortly, they will resume from the recess, and we'll have the clerk representative being brought.
All right. Many thanks for joining us. That was our correspondent, Augustus Akwe.